seems a bit gloomy to me. And I think, especially in the Bible, it says a lot about preparing. I remember the story where Jesus says about a rich man who went away and gave several bags of gold to his servant, and the one that didn't actually do anything with it got told off. So I was a little bit confused when I heard this story. I don't know if you are. But I think there must be another meaning. So let's think, what did the rich man, rich farmer, say at the end of each year? Was it, that's enough? I don't think so. Was it, thank you, God, that was really great. All this stuff that you've given me has been really amazing, and I want to give you thanks. I don't think so either. I think what he said was, well done, me. I don't know if any of us have ever done that. I've definitely done it many times where I've gone, well done, me. I did quite well then, didn't I? But I think the message we want to get this morning is, who am I giving the glory to? Me or God? We're going to go through a couple of examples this morning of how we may or may not do that. I think of the times where I've got new things. Has anyone ever got a new phone and thought about straight away all the other things they need to get for it? I think I need a new charger, new headphones, new screen protector, and a lovely jazzy bit for the back, obviously. Mine's lovely at the moment, it's flowers. But how many of us think about what we're actually going to use the phone for? I often think about how I can do all these games and just play on it for myself. I can put all my banking on it, do all my work from there, all my calendars. But do I think, who can I call and have a good conversation with that really might need it? Thankfully, I've been told this a lot over the years, that I need to use what I've got. I don't know if anyone of you have actually told me that. I'm looking around and thinking some of you actually have. So I'm going to use a couple of stories of when I may have actually listened to God and got it a bit more right than if I tried to do it by myself. When I first moved here, I actually had more time on holiday at the start because I actually organised a bit better, which meant I could go see people that actually needed my time, not the ones that I could have necessarily the best time with, and I would just go and have loads of fun and do things that would be great for me. But some of my friends had just gone off to uni, and they didn't have as much money as they were used to. And it got to the end of the first term, and some of them were a bit struggling to buy food. And so I was listening, and I was like, God, do I go to my friends and have a good time and just ignore the fact that they are struggling to eat, and I'm going to take them out for dinner, and it's going to be a really great time for that one day that I go see them? Or am I going to go grocery shopping? I hope none of you are thinking that I did just go for the one day and I didn't actually listen and I actually went grocery shopping with them. And you know what? That's how God used the materials in my life to actually help people. It's not about the things that I have for me. It's about how can God use the things I have for him and for others. What have I got next? Space. Anyone get really busy at times and just get overwhelmed by it? I know I do, especially over the summer. I do lots of youth camps, and by the end of them, I end up a bit like this. And I know many of my friends do that as well. And so, you know what we do? We go and watch a movie. We actually just take time and space because that's what we need. I want you to keep thinking through this. Am I doing this for me, or am I doing this for God and others? And I want to think, maybe as you go out into this week, are you going to do things for me or others? Because I think of the times where I'm self-sufficient. Anyone ever try and be self-sufficient, a bit like the farmer, where each year I think, I just need that little bit more to be happy. The farmer was money. He's like, next year I'll have enough to retire. Or maybe next year I'll have enough to retire. And maybe the year after that I'll have enough to retire. And then I can relax and rely on me. How about instead, do you think it would be a lot better story if each year the farmer had a big party and invited everyone who'd worked on his farm and celebrated all the things that he'd done? Because he's got rich soil, which means it's been well worked. He's got plenty of stuff to go into it that's good for it. Probably means lots of people have helped him. He's got plenty of corn. I can't eat that much corn. I don't know about you. I don't think the farmer could either. So we can actually share. There's plenty that we can do that we can prepare forever for and never get to. I want you to think quickly of one thing that you have been constantly preparing for, but aren't going to quite get there anytime soon, but you can actually celebrate now. I'm not going to ask because that would be a little bit mean, but I'll give you a couple seconds more to think about that. So some of you may know that I am leaving after today. This is my last service with you. And so I actually want to reflect quickly on whether I think these last 2 years have been for me or for God. Why not? I'm here, you can get rid of me afterwards. But I think if it had just been for me, I wouldn't be actually up here. I'm not very confident at public speaking. I used to get quite a bit of a stammer, as I may have shared before. But I think I actually want to encourage you, as well as me, from God. God is actually saying to all of us, let's have a relationship with God. Let's try and do our best for God. And I think about being here right now, because I'm trying to listen to God, trying, not always getting it right, but I'm having the best time as a result of it. Even though it's not about me, it's about God, I'm having a much better journey and have done over these last 2 years because I've tried to listen, because I've tried to do it for God rather than for me. And so I want to say a big thank you to everyone that's been part of that journey with me over these last couple of years. And I want to leave you with that challenge. Who are you doing life with, and who are you doing life for? Is it for me, or is it for and with God? That's going to be my question for you to ponder on for a couple of minutes before we sing again. Thank you.